What's this thing in my mouth that's hurting my throat? Little by little, memories of what I thought was the day before came flashing back. The party, drinks, the argument with Laura, and Edward insisting that I try that stupid drug he was so excited about. Please stop drinking. Can't you see you're killing yourself? Laura was shouting at me. Is that what you want? I don't want to die. I just want to escape. Escape from what? You're crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy, and you don't understand me. Nobody does. I tossed into my mouth the two blue pills I had accepted from Edward. That was the last thing I remembered. Oh my God, I finally managed it. I've killed myself. This can't be happening. What's wrong with me? Why can't I move? Why can't I close my eyes? That idiot poisoned me, I thought. And now I'm in hell paying for what I did. It's even worse than I would have imagined. I wasn't a great believer in life after death, but at that moment there seemed to be no other explanation. Please, God, please forgive me. Give me another chance. The sound of a door opening interrupted my train of thought. I heard a woman's voice. What a racket that piece of trash makes, she said. It's the only one we have. You know what this place is like, replied a man. How is it possible that we only have one artificial respiration unit? Well, that's how it is. We just have to do the best we can. So, what happened to him? He is really screwed. Why don't you uncover him and take a look? I felt a sheet being pulled back from my face and could see a woman in a white uniform who stared at me with an expression of startled fright. He's awake. The man standing next to her leaned over to see better. No, he was like that when they brought him in. When they dropped him off at ER, they said he'd had an accident. But he was high as a kite. Still conscious, though. Kept saying, Laura, I'm sorry, over and over again. After that, he went into a coma, and he seems to have something like a kind of rigor mortis. We couldn't get his eyes to close. Poor devil. He'd be better off dead. You mean we'd be better off? Now we have a vegetable to keep alive, in a bed that somebody else needs. What a waste of electricity. Do you think he can see or hear or feel anything? Of course not. Watch.